Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Tahir Reza Jafar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day, and the hadith we want to look at today comes to us from our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, in which he talks about a very interesting subject, namely the day after Laylatul Qadr. We know that last night was the night of Qadr, one of the nights according to the tradition, in which it is the night of ordainment. But many times we fail to recognize that the day that comes after the night of Qadr also holds special value. And this is something that we find in the traditions. One tradition from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam states, صَبِيحَةُ يَوْمِ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ مِثْلُ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ فَعْمَلْ وَاجْتَهِدْ. He says, the day of Laylatul Qadr, meaning the day that comes after the night of Qadr, is just like the night of Qadr. So do good deeds and strive. This is a very beautiful hadith. Sometimes what happens is that we really exhaust ourselves in the night of Qadr and perform all sorts of worship and good deeds, which is definitely something recommended. There is no doubt about it. But after having done all these good deeds, the next day we feel like taking it easy. And now that we have done all our worship at night, we want to take a rest during the day and not do anything because we feel that we deserve a rest, failing to realize that the next day, the day that comes after Laylatul Qadr, is equally as important as Laylatul Qadr. It means we should not think that because we have worshipped on the night of Qadr, that the next day now we need not do anything. Rather, the Imam alayhi salam says that the day of the Laylatul Qadr is just like the night of Laylatul Qadr. So do good deeds and strive hard. This is important. And in fact, when a person truly has worshipped Allah on the night of Qadr, when a person truly has devoted himself to attaining the nearness to Allah on the night of Qadr, then one of the results of successful worship is that there is a sense of continuity where the person feels like worshiping Allah even in the daytime. When a person feels like worshiping Allah all the subsequent nights and days. And that is what we learn from this hadith and also from the seerah of the Prophet and the infallible Imams, that they would continue worshipping Allah more and more during the last nights of the month of Ramadan. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Tahir Reza Jafar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more.